Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the host of No BS Job Search Advice Radio, and this is episode 981, where I'm answering someone's question. And it's a follow-up to one. Well, I did a video on this subject about avoiding being obsolete, and someone followed up with another question to me, different person, asking about whether they should consider being a generalist or a specialist. Hope you find this helpful. Please give the show 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. Helps other people discover the show. And connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show. I love hearing from my listeners. Helps me know that I'm being helpful. Just mention that you listen to this one or my other one, Job Search Radio. I'd love to help you. Listen to the end of the show if you have a question or if you're interested in my coaching. Now let's get going. Can I avoid becoming obsolete is the title of the original video. And someone in response to that wrote to me asking, is it better to be a specialist or generalist? And I'm not going to go into the basis of the question because it's unnecessary. And he's broaching this as an IT professional where I have a lot of expertise. So financially, it's always better to be a specialist than a generalist. However, and this is the big however in all of this, there are COBOL programmers who knew IMS and or DB2 who were specialists for that time. And there are people who were Unix C developers who knew databases, and they were specialists for their times. See, the bar is always moving. And if you think that you can be static, particularly in IT, as a specialist in one domain, you are mistaken. You always have to be alert to the trends. You always have to learn what the next new thing is and start moving to that. If you specialize in an area like those, or my personal favorite is Lotus Notes, eventually what happens is there's something that comes along that surpasses it. Remember VisiCalc? Okay. Remember Lotus 1-2-3? Okay, you get my point. So look for areas that are hot now and follow the directions in those fields. If you start noticing that there's something else that's becoming stronger, start migrating to that technology. Because at the end of the day, for you to work, whether you're a generalist or a specialist, you're going to need to be up to date. And you're more likely to be paid more as a specialist than as a generalist, particularly if you're a consultant. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to say that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, look at the tabs on the top and you'll see a menu of choices for you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, helping you with a salary negotiation, answering your question, advising you about a decision you have to make about job offers. That's all there is an option. I can do a job search makeover with you where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end. It's in half-hour increments, so it doesn't take a lot of time in each session, and that's another way you can do it. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing with folks who like the show and are interested in my help. Lastly, I also want to mention I've got a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it seems like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I have curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that'll help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, hope you have a great day. Take care.
Just in time for the holidays, fill your home and your season for less at HomeDepot.com. With up to 40% off a wide assortment of select bedding and bath linens. Update your bed or bath online, right from the comfort of your own cozy couch. Even get free delivery and flexible returns. How's that for holiday cheer? Up to 40% off. Holiday home decor improved from HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Online only. Free delivery on select items $45 or more. Visit HomeDepot.com for more information.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.